The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 7th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sasanghita Bhagavatim Krityano Brahma Tatmajam Sukam Adhyapayamasa Nivitti Niyatanamani. So, this Sanghita. Sanghita means Vedic literature. There are many rascals, they say that Bhagavat was not written by Vyasa. It was written by some Bopudev. They say like that. Mayavadis. The Nirisharvadi. Because although Nirisharvadi or Mayavadi leader, Shankaracharya, he wrote comments on Bhagavad Gita, but he could not touch Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the things are so nicely set up, Kirtanu Krama, that it is not possible by the Mayavadis to prove that God is impersonal. They cannot do it. Nowadays they are doing, reading Bhagavatam in their own way. But that does not appeal to any sane man. Sometimes I have seen a big Mayavadi is explaining one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, that because you are God, therefore, if you are pleased, then God is pleased. This is that. You do not require to please God separately. So if you are pleased by drinking wine, then God is pleased. This is the explanation. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has condemned this Mayavadi commentary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarbona. Mayavadi krishne aparadhi. He has plainly said, no compromise. The Mayavadis, they are great offender to Krishna. Tanaham disata kruran, Krishna also says. They are very, very envious to Krishna. Krishna is Dibhuj Muralidha, Shamasundar. And the Mayavadi explains that Krishna has no hand, no leg. This is all imagination. How much offensive it is, they do not know. But to warn people like us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has plainly warned that don't go to Mayavadi. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarbona. Mayavadi hoy krishne aparadhi. This is the statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should be very, very careful. Don't go to hear any Mayavadi. There are many Mayavadis in the dress of Vaishnava. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained about them. দেখ এও তো এক কলির চেলা, নাকে তিলক গলায় মালা। দেখ হিয়ার ইজ এ ফলওয়ালা কলি, অলদো হি হ্যাজ গট এ তিলক অন দি নোজ অ্যান্ড নেক বিটস, বাট হি ইজ এ কলির চেলা। ইফ ইজ মায়াবাদী, হ্যাঁ, সহজ ভজন করছে মামু সঙ্গে লয়ে পরের বালা। So these things are there. You have come to Vrindavan. Be careful, very careful. Mayavadi bhashya sunya. There are many Mayavadis here, many so-called tilak mala, but they do not know what is there inside. But great acharyas, they can find out. Sutishriti Puranadi Pancharatri ki Vidhimina Vaikant ki Harir Bhakti Utpataya Vakalpate. They create disturbance only. Therefore, we have to follow the Goswami. Goswami literature, especially Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which you have translated in the Nectar of Devotion. Every one of you should very carefully read and make progress. Don't be victimized by the Mayavadi so-called Vaishnava. It is very dangerous. Therefore it is said, Sasanghita Bhagavatim Kittanu Prahma Atmajam. It is very confidential subject matter. He taught it, instructed to Sukadeva Goswami. Atmajam is like father, like son. There is no difference between son and disciple. Janaka Pandit has equalized. Tasmat shishyam cha putram cha tarayat na tu lalayat. Lalani bahavo dosa starani bahavo guna. That is the basic system to teach the son and to teach the disciple. If one cannot teach the son is disobedient, he should give up his family life. Otherwise, a father is in obligation to teach the son properly. But if it is not possible, sometimes it so happens, as family members, they do not take care. Otherwise, a Vyasadev son is expected to become Sukadeva Goswami. If not, such families, connections should be given them. Anukulla sankalpa, pratikullam vivarjanam. Family life, if it is favorable for advancing Krishna consciousness, it should be accepted. Otherwise, it should be rejected. Anukulla sasankalpa pratikullam vivarjana. So, what was the qualification of Sukadeva Goswami, which induced Vyasadeva to teach him the Sanghita? Sukamadhya payamasa nivitti niratam. He has no more attraction for material world. That is the question. Nivitti. There are two kinds of life, nivitti and pravitti. Pravritti means materialistic, kormis. Generally kormis. They have got tendency to enjoy this material world. That is called pravritti. Pravritti marga. Pravritti is the Pravritti is natural inclination. Anyone who has come to this material world, Pravritti Rishan Bhutana, everyone is in the Pravritti Marga. What is that Pravritti Marga? The Pravritti Marga is these things. Sex, meat eating, intoxication, like that. This is Pravritti Marga. Pravritti Rishan Bhutana, Nirvitte Sumahapal. So the whole Vedic literature is there. How to make him stop this Pravritti Marga? That is the whole plan. Otherwise, there are many instances. Loki bhavayami samadva seva nityasu jantu. Nitya, a jantu, he is called jantu. Jantu means animal, or no intelligence. Those who are jantu, they have got this tendency. Pravritti Risha. What is that? Bhavayami samadva seva. Sex. And meat eating, amisha, meat, egg, fish, and madda, intoxication. This is pravritti. Loki babaya means sex. Amisha madda seva. Nityasu jantu. Jantu means living being, condition in the material world. They have got this general tendency, pravritti. You find in animals, in birds, in bees, and beastly human being, two-legged beast. There are four-legged beasts and two-legged beasts. Four-legged beasts are the animals, cats, dogs, tigers, etc. Cows, asses, there are four-legged beasts. And there are two-legged beasts, dvipad mosha. It is not manufactured, it is there in the sadhu. Dvipad poshu. Dvi means two. And pad means legged. So, any human being who is attached to this pravritti marga, sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling, he is dvipad poshu. Two-legged animals. This is pravritti marga. Therefore, education should be in such a way planned that he should be nivittimana. Pravritti Rishan Bhutana Nivittesu Mahaphalam. These are general tendencies for the conditioned soul. But if anyone can control by training, by education, these things, Bhavayami samadva seva. Sex life, intoxication, and meat eating. And then he is called Niratha. He becomes qualified. The best they prefer to teach Srimad Bhagavatam to his son, Sukadeva Goswami, because he was Niratha. Nivritti, Niratta, he was engaged. From the very beginning of his life, as soon as he was, it is said, for 16 years within the womb of his mother, he did not come out purposefully so that he may not be materially attached. Because a small child, the baby comes out from the mother's womb, within the womb, when he is in suffering, he prays to God. this time kindly release me. Now I shall begin Bhagavad Bhajan. One who is little advanced in his previous life, because it is very, very terrible condition within the womb of the mother. We have forgotten. But we can imagine, if you are packed up in a bag and put hand and legs tightly, knotted, just imagine, you cannot leave in for 3 minutes. They say, if you are airtight packed up like that, as we are put into the womb of the mother, we cannot exist more than 3 minutes. But we existed by the mercy of Krishna. Only by the mercy. That is also nowadays very dangerous. In that packed up condition, he is there, he is already suffering. And the mother is planning to go to the doctor and kill the child. Just imagine how precarious condition in the womb of the mother, and if we do not try in this life that I shall not again enter into the womb of the mother, then what is the value of this life? We have to learn it from the Shastra. You cannot see actually, but the medical science explains that the child is placed in this way. In Bhagavat also it is stated how the child grows his body, how it is put into that precarious condition. So one should be sensible that so much suffering awaiting. Tathādehāntara prāpti, and Krishna says, you have to accept that body. Not that death is finished. They have made it a very easy formula, that after death everything is finished. Because they are askers, they do not take lesson from Krishna. Krishna says, Tathādehāntara prāpti, dhīrastatva namahīyati. You have to change your body. But these rascals do not know what kind of body I am going to get, how the body is going to be changed. No, don't care. What? Mura janmani janmani. Mura janmani si. They do not even try to understand where from so many varieties of life are coming. Jalayana mulakhani savara lakhavinshati. And still they are passing on as scientist. What science? It is only ignorance. If you have to study science, you have to take it from Krishna. Krishna says, tathādehāntara prāpti. Prakita-kriyamānāni gunai-karmāni sarvas. According to your guna, you are creating your next body. Just like according to the infection of a certain disease, you are creating your future disease condition. Similarly, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. There are three kinds of the modes of material nature. And as you associate with the three kinds of material nature, you prepare your next body. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhangacchanti sattasva. If you associate with satagun, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system. Janalok, mahalok, tapalok. But these rascals, they do not know. Still, they make an estimate. And what is that estimate? Wherever they go, they find only rocks and sand. There are so many lokas. Each loka is full of living entities. And these rascals are simply taking photograph of rocks and sand. Just see their position. And they're passing on as scientists. How misleading these things are, and how people are being misled. You see? So, it's a very Kali Yuga, it's a very precarious condition, no knowledge, ignorance, and no nivitti, everyone is in pravitti. So, whatever their condition may be, but if you want actually freedom from this material conditional life, then you should follow Acharya. Acharya Bhavan Purusha. Acharya Upasanam. Krishna is personally acting as Acharya. He is coming again as Acharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has got so many representatives, Acharya, Sri Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Shami, so many Acharya, even Parampara Praptam. So take lesson from the Acharya. Sridhar Goswami is Acharya, Vyasadeva is Acharya. He is making the next Acharya by teaching him. Adhyapayamasa. Sukham Adhyapayamasa, so that he is becoming Acharya. So we have to go to the Acharya and take lesson. Then, in the previous part, we are advised that Sangvai Siyamananam Krishne Paramapuruse Bhakti Rutpaddhati Pangsha Sukhamoho Bhayapa. This is wonderful. We are always perplexed with soka, moha and bhoy. If you want to get out of it, then read Srimad Bhagavatam. Not if you say that I am uneducated, illiterate, I cannot read. There is no need of reading. Here, Prasangvai Sriyamanana. Simply here. But hear from the right person, Sukadeva Goswami, not rascals, professionals. Then it will be useless. Yes, why? Anyone knows some grammar or little literary education? Why? Sukadeva Goswami had no opportunity to go to school. Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami, as soon as he took birth, after 16 years keeping himself within the womb of the mother, immediately left home. So where is the possibility of taking education? And he was given instruction while he was in the womb of his mother. So these things are sometimes inconceivable. But it is not inconceivable, it is possible. So our real point is that Sukadeva Goswami was not a grammarian, but he learnt everything from his father by hearing. Therefore it is called Sriyamananam. If you hear from the right person properly, then you become perfect. There is no need of literary education. Therefore, Vedas are called Shruti. Shruti means formerly the students, they were learning everything. Their memory was so nice and sharp. But simply by hearing from Guru's mouth, they would learn that the rascals will come henceforward. They will have not very sharp brain, memory. So, let me keep this literature in writing so that in future they may take advantage of it or somebody will read and they will hear. In this way, their life will be successful. So, Sukadeva Goswami is the next acharya. One has to learn from the original acharya. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasayo vidu. So, unless we come to the parampara system, acharya after acharya, there is no right education. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's private secretary, personal secretary, Sarup Damodar, he advised, Bhagavata Parodhya Bhagavata Sthane. If you want to learn Srimad Bhagavatam, you go to a person whose life is Bhagavatam. Bhagavata, Grantha Bhagavat and Person Bhagavat. Both of them Bhagavat. So Bhagavat Parobhya Bhagavata Sthana. One whose life is Bhagavatam but nothing else. You should learn Bhagavatam from him, not from the professional person who are earning livelihood by reading or reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. That will not be effective. You have to find out a Sukhdev Goswami. Then this study of Srimad Bhagavatam will be effective. Thank you very much.